Peter here again with Get a Better Broadcast podcast and voice over voice on Twitter at TweeterStuart, TweeterStuart. We're talking about animation attitudes. Yeah, as we've been talking about over the last couple of 3 days, you should be good at reacting as well as acting. Be able to read a situation and know what your character would do in that situation. And you should be able to know that immediately, almost instinctively. This isn't slow turnaround theatre, TV or movies, with lots of rehearsals and retakes and time to find your motivation, darling. The characters may already be drawn, literally drawn and illustrated, and you have to not only read the words that they will appear to be saying, but also react to what's already been decided they do, and also to react with the other characters you're in a scene with. So think of a cartoon situation, yeah? You're not just reading your lines. Maybe you're in a forest with other animated animals and you, as Mr. Bear, have got to interact with Mrs. Bear and Billy Badger, yeah? And you're having a conversation or an argument, or you're trying to work out the clues on a map, or you're trying to find little Freddy Fox, or whatever it happens to be, yeah? You're not just reading your lines. You're interacting with everybody else, okay? You won't get line-by-line directions in this kind of situation. We've spoken about line-by-line directions before. It's very unlikely that you're going to be going through every single line, rehearsing and repeating. You need to watch your script so you know when your line is coming up, so you don't miss your cue. Yeah? You need to obviously be able to look at your script and know what lines you're going to be saying and be able to say them authentically, convincingly, conversationally. And also you need to know and see and watch what is happening on the screen, so you can fit your expression with the expression of the character that you're playing, which has already been drawn. It's already been animated. And hopefully, or potentially, your mouth movements with their mouth movements as well. You need to immerse yourself in the character's storyline as you play your part, not simply read the script. So that could be, as we've spoken about over the last several days, not only the words, but also the reactions and the emotions. It could be sighs and coughs and laughs. And sometimes you may get into a bit of a mood, a good mood or a bad mood. And we're going to be talking about being a moody voice actor tomorrow on Get a Better Broadcast podcast and voice over voice. From London, I'm Peter Stuart.